Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8. Stand by.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Another contender enters the Democratic presidential field, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
Booker, a former mayor of Newark, New Jersey, announced his candidacy in an online video, saying, "Together, America, we will rise."
It is not a matter of can we. It's a matter of do we have the collective will, the American will. I believe we do.
Booker, part of an expanding pool of Democrats seeking the party's presidential nomination.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Some of those other Democrats in the race, fellow senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Kamala Harris. The January jobs report just out. It's a broad measure of the labor market showing 304,000 new jobs created. The expectation was 170,000. The unemployment rate, which was 3.9%, ticking up to 4%. This is Fox News.
The wait is almost over. Emily Hayes returns Monday.
Yay!
Greg Budell, you know Emily has a flair for the dramatic. How do you think she'll make her entrance Monday morning?
She'll be coming round when she comes. She'll be coming round when she comes.
Jay Scott, will you two pick up where you left off with your on-again, off-again friendship?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, are you ready for Emily's return? And Rich Thomas, are you excited about sitting in the studio with Emily for 3 hours on Monday?
I wish this show went to 10.
There you have it. Everyone's ready for the return of Emily Hayes. But let me just give you guys a heads up. I think maybe she didn't get what she wanted as a wedding present, so look out.
All I ever wanted, and you should know this by now, is a dang old Teddy Ruxpin.
Stand by for Three Men, and on Monday, a lady.
It's a good show.
It's wacky. Three men and a guy from Wetumpka today. I'm Greg Goodell. I'm actually originally from Chicago by a man here in the River Beach and happily so. Jay Scott, Rusty Elton, he's the guy from Wetumpka. This man.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
It got down to 31 this morning, so we had 31 this morning, 25 yesterday morning, 23 the morning before. We're done with freezing temperatures now for about a week because we're turning around here on the temperatures, partly to mostly sunny today. Yesterday we had a high of 59. Today we're headed for 63 for the high. In February, on the first day of February, that's not a bad thing. Tonight mostly cloudy, not quite as cold tonight, low 43. Tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 60s. Risk of a stray shower somewhere, but most of us stay dry. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Then some widely scattered showers possible on Sunday. High in the upper 60s. Monday's high at least 70, maybe 71. Scattered showers around. Then Tuesday and Wednesday, we're well up in the 70s. I think like 75 Wednesday. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm by midweek. And right now this morning, with clear skies, the temperature is 37. East winds at 5 miles per hour. It's 5 minutes after 8.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Problems, potential big problems, happen in the off hours. That's right. And I'm talking about potential problems with plumbing. Broken pipe, leaky faucet, busted toilet. You know the drill. And then who do you call? Who are you going to pick up? That used to be a question mark in my mind. Go through the yellow pages and say, no, I use them. They're not. Oh, they were awful.
But you have a name and a number, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm glad you brought that up.
Let me jot it down while you're telling it.
Okay, well, it's Plumbing by Lukewire, okay? Uh-huh. And their number is 264-9666. And they're faster, they're professional. They are just great folks to deal with. As a matter of fact, I love the fact that they give you a target time. You ever get that customer service person who says, yeah, you know, I think we can get over there You know, maybe between 8 and 5 sometime.
On one Tuesday this month.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, you're a captive in your own home. Not so at Plumbing by Luke Choir, because they'll give you a target time on when they're coming. Like, for instance, early afternoon, after lunch. And then you get a call around 1:30-ish, and we're on our way. And the plumbing problem is taken care of. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Choir, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666. Get the whole house plumbing inspection, where they go through and check out all your plumbing and find out if there's a big problem lurking that you know, could be a major problem that is just waiting to happen. It's something that I did, and it's great peace of mind. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, our most electrifying story of the day, right after we trek traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic moving on into the 8 o'clock part of the rush hour, and we still have a lot of traffic out there. The delays on I-65 at the River Bridges and Clay Street continue, but they're lightening up. If you're on I-85, be careful around exit 11, the Chantilly Parkway exit. There's an accident on the southbound side of 85 as you come into town. If you're on the boulevard, be ready to stop and go at most of the traffic lights. Not a big problem out there, but it's crowded. Don't forget the school zones are still in effect for another few minutes. 15 miles an hour in the school zones. At Reinhardt Toyota Shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
All right, we like to do this story for those of you who missed it at 610. Repeating, if you've had somebody say you can have this, that, X, Y, and Z, when hell freezes over, it's time to collect.
I am so going to hell to find out how cold it is there today.
I'm standing on one of the lakes in hell. So yeah, not only is it a cold day in hell, hell has frozen over.
It's a brutal day in hell. It's colder than hell.
Must be the Lions are in the Super Bowl because hell's froze over.
Our Wi-Fi password is go to hell. So when people ask, what's your Wi-Fi? Go to hell.
Never say when hell freezes over, because hell has froze over.
We love it down here. You know, we feel like we got our own little slice of hell.
Stay warm, guys.
You know the old saying, if you go to hell, you have to change planes in Atlanta, right?
Oh, yeah. I think you also have to do the same thing, because I know when my time comes and I'm rising to heaven, I'll be at the snack bar in Atlanta getting one of those jumbo Oscar Mayer wieners. What is it about airports? I guess partly because they don't feed you anything in a plane anymore.
Uh-huh.
There's just something about airport food courts that I always wind up getting something. And the worst thing I ever did was I got a... there was a Subway. I think it was in... Miami's airport, and I was flying to Chicago, and it was just a snack flight. So I got a 6-inch tuna sub with onions and all this stuff. Well, in the environment of the cabin of the airplane,
right,
everybody knew somebody had a tuna sub with onions and stuff on it, because
you could smell it.
And I'm like sitting there becoming, because I could see people. What's that? You know, I mean, if you're hungry, that's a great smell,
mm-hmm.
especially if you have something that you can enjoy. So I ended up burying it in my carry-on and zipping it closed, so that, and even then,
you got the good onions, didn't you?
Stuck around.
Oh, now I want a tuna.
And then about an hour into the flight, I decided, I may as well have the damn thing. And so I take it out, and I wasn't real careful about where I put it. So I kind of had to reassemble the sandwich.
Oh, no.
I'm scraping tuna salad off papers and my calendar book, and but it was still good. It's better than nothing.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Disturbing person.
I think the TSA will actually confiscate that tuna and onion sandwich now if you catch you with one.
If it's bigger than 3 ounces,
yeah, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Right.
Quick mention here, you know, unless you're gifted like Mr. Thomas and you buy smart technology things and can hook them right up, or Jay.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful, and I envy that skill. But if you want them to work correctly, if you want to be able to have everything so you can, you know, work your lights, your security from your phone, calling in Mr. Electric to make your house smart. And again, you know, it could raise and lower the thermostat. There's a lot of things you can do, and Mr. Electric can install those for you so that they work and then show you how to use them on your phone. It's just a suggestion, but it does save. If you're going to be gone all day, you really don't need to be keeping the heat up at this level or the AC. But before you leave to go home, you can turn the AC on to the temperature that you're comfortable with. By the time you get there, you're good to go. I think that's smart technology put to good use, but the smart step is to have somebody put it in who knows what they're doing. Mr. Electric can help you. They did the Ring doorbell system, and it always says you can install this yourself, and I'm freaking sure.
It's a red flag for me.
Yeah. No, I don't have to. Yeah, vivid imagination. I can just see myself. I did that once. When I had my first apartment, I was removing one of the outlet plates so I could paint, and the tip of my, you know, I had one of those old plastic screwdrivers with the yellow plastic handle.
Yeah.
But the tip of the thing came down on one of the screws in above the outlet.
Oh, no.
And the jolt sent me rolling. I did backwards, at least 4 or 5 backwards somersaults. It was that powerful. So that was the last time I even messed with anything like that. I'd rather paint over it than...
Give it that homie look, you know. Yeah.
I'm just one of those guys, man. I should never try to do it myself. And I come from a long line of electricians. Mr. Electric's number is 269-8886. Visit them online at MrElectric.com. It's 8:13. Stupid news coming up. I'm going to play that Steve Hughes clip about offended because it is comedy.
Right.
But it does make a good point.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have arrested a man after they say he had sex with an underage girl. 22-year-old Cedric McNeil is charged with electronic solicitation of a child and second-degree rape. He is now being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $40,000 bond. Montgomery police say a woman fleeing a domestic violence situation went inside a Montgomery school with a gun. They say this incident happened in the 600 block of Buford Street. They say she went inside the school seeking help in a safe place and never posed a threat to the school. And the Montgomery County School Board tackled the state report card Thursday. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says although the school system went up a letter grade from a D to a C, there is still much work to be done. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today is February 9th, Read in the Bathtub Day. I'm reading 50 Shades of Grey. Whoa. Excuse me, Mr. Rubber Ducky. Would you mind giving me a little alone time? Thank you. Have a wonderful Read in the Bathtub Day. Whoa.
It's time again for the 2019 Home Building and Remodeling Expo, brought to you by the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association. February 1st through 3rd at the Montgomery Multiplex at Crampton Bowl. Find new ideas and new concepts for your home. Find the perfect vendor for your home building and remodeling project. And don't miss Chip Wade from HGTV's Elbow Room. For more information and money-saving coupons, log on to gmhba.org or call the GMHBA office at 334-277-7766.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
we get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And then we have political correctness, which is this joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show and the comedian said something about the Lord and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. A law about offending people. How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual or a collective or a group or a society or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? Well, what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go.
I've often wondered, maybe you guys have too, you know, we know that, gosh, I remember the first Super Bowl where they charged $100,000 for a 30-second spot. It was big news.
Bargain by today's standards, yeah.
Five million? Over 5 million.
For 30 seconds.
For 30 seconds of time. And keep in mind that last year, the number of viewers went down, not up. I don't know that that'll be the case because while the media makes it seem like Tom Brady is America's villain, I think a lot of people actually like Tom. I think they like the Patriots. How can you hate a team called the Patriots?
Right.
You know, because it's just not your team.
Well, still, if your team's not in the game, unless you're a Rams fan, come on.
What baseball team do you hate?
Hate the Red Sox now.
And if they were called the Patriots, would you still, you'd still have a problem with them, right?
It's ironic that it's the Red Sox and they're both in...
They're both in Boston.
You know why I hate the Red Sox?
Yes, I know why you hate the Red Sox. I know why you hate the Red Sox.
Yeah, I hate them now. They used to be when Carl Yastrzemski and Jim Rice, those guys played for the Red Sox. I was a fan because in Chicago, you had to have a second team because the Cubs and Sox sucked year after year after year after year. Uh-huh. I was too young when the White Sox actually made the World Series in 1959. I don't remember it. I vaguely remember my dad getting really excited about a game, and that must have been it, but that's it.
I'll give you a better example. Auburn and Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of both people that you can find who hate the other team.
That's true enough to poison their oak trees.
When Auburn and Alabama play each other, I'm an Alabama fan, but if Auburn is playing somebody, go Auburn.
There's some people who doesn't matter.
I know. Some people cut you about that.
I know somebody who deleted their Facebook page.
I know that same guy.
When Auburn won
really
the national championship, he and I mean, didn't turn off his Facebook page.
He just wiped it clean.
Deleted it.
Why?
Because
I'm sorry, Emily's not here, so I can say
he didn't want to deal with the repercussions from, and didn't want to hear the crap from Auburn fans.
And just deleted it altogether.
He deleted
huh?
it, and it, he had to start.
Before we take this call from Ashley, I got 24 seconds here that explains what $5+ million can buy instead of 30 seconds of time during the game.
A 30-second commercial during this weekend's Super Bowl costs over $5 million. Here's what else you could buy for $5 million. 11 Lamborghinis, 300,000 pizzas, 10,000 iPhones, over 1 million Big Mac meal deals, 42,000 NFL footballs, or 10 million Twinkies. $5 million. Think about that when you're flushing the toilet between quarters.
Twinkie.
Ashley.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
I have a question for you. I love the comedian you just had on air. Can you tell me who that is?
That's Steve Hughes.
Perfect. Thank you.
I honestly think, and thank you, there's two things that we have in our system that I think should be mandatory listening for everybody, but especially in schools. One is that.
I know the other one.
What's the other one?
Probably the owners by... George Carlin, that's what I was trying to say.
The Carlin thing has come to really crystallize over the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
But the other one is the Milton Friedman clip we played when Brett McDonald is on about capitalism and why it works. And he completely, in 2 minutes, destroys all these, and of course... He does it to Phil Donahue in the 70s and 80s. Phil was, he was the face of liberalism.
Oh,
his
yeah.
talk show was very popular. And he starts him on Milton, with the maldistribution of wealth. Okay, stop right there, Phil. You're making about $10 million a year on your syndicated talk show. So what you're saying is, not me. Somebody else is getting too much money. You know, the maldistribution. Wealth is not distributed, it's earned.
Well, if you want to impress me, give away all your stuff. And then you can tell me how bad capitalism is.
Can I have him through the weekend?
Is that sure. A, yeah, we'll work something out.
Hey, by the way, mentioning Brandt, if you would like to grow your money and are tired of being envious of people who have been smart with theirs, you might want to call him at 387-0094, make an appointment, and sit down and plan your financial future. Becoming managerial about your money is a great self-esteem builder. With the rest of Super Bowl stuff here, top 10 most ordered menu items on Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take a guess at number one.
Pizza, maybe.
Jane?
Wings.
I eat pizza with wings on it.
Well, you're all right.
Oh, okay.
Actually, pizza didn't even make the top 10.
No. Really?
Traditional chicken wings, number one, boneless. Mm-hmm. Number two, french fries, burgers, cheeseburgers, chips, salsa, quesadillas, fried pickles, onion rings, boiled crawfish.
Pizza didn't make the... Because it's the biggest day in pizza.
I know.
Pizza
in fact, I remember the last time we tried to get pizza on the day of the game,
Is
you had to wait
coming?
Like 2 hours. Yeah, it'll be 2 hours unless you order... in advance.
Right. Hmm.
Just a little tip for you. Americans will purchase 88 million pounds of cheese for the game.
It'll be in them big wheels from Costco.
Yeah. There's an interesting little predictor on the Super Bowl that's turned out to be pretty impressively accurate. The current employment rate in Boston suggests that the New England Patriots will win this year's Super Bowl.
Oh.
According to outplacement and talent mobility firm Rise Smart.
Yeah.
That's a great device to have. According to the company's big game predictor, the football team whose fan base enjoys a lower unemployment rate or greater economic prosperity is more likely to win the Lombardi Trophy.
Oh. Hmm.
This predictor has a 75% accuracy rate over 38 Super Bowls. Now, let's see. I think I had the numbers for last year. Anyway, if you're looking for And there's all these other indicators out there, too. The Manatee makes predictions, right? Mm-hmm. He's been right 9 out of the last 11 times. None of these are ever 100%, but...
What about the octopus, or was that the World Series?
I don't know. I'm just wondering what the commercials cost on the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, that's going to be on.
I hope we can get a number on the number of people to watch that, because that is... It's cute, if I may say
so. What about the Lingerie Bowl? Is that on this year?
I don't know.
I think that's become a pay-per-view event.
Oh. Be happy to Google that for you.
Oh, okay.
The Google.
How most people will watch the game on a screen. They got to do a survey about that of some kind. Good Lord.
I'll be standing on my head in a bucket of water.
And they asked the people, how much would you be willing to pay for a ticket? The average person, the number one answer was $1,000 to $2,000 they'd be willing to spend to go to the game.
Yikes.
That's a lot.
And I read somewhere the other day that the tickets are going for like $3,000?
$3,000 to $4,000.
That's crazy.
I can see going to an all-inclusive resort for that amount, but not.
Yeah.
What did you find?
Oh, I actually didn't look that up.
Oh, the Puppy Bowl.
Your Puppy Bowl? What did you want me to look up?
How many people watch the Puppy Bowl?
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted me to look up the Lingerie Bowl.
Nah, that was me.
Oh. We probably can't access those websites inside the building anyway.
Well, maybe not.
30% of people think the day after the game should be a national holiday. Now, here's the thing. I don't have a problem with that. I think what they need to do is reschedule President's Day to fall on the Monday after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that way you don't have to add another holiday, because that's ridiculous.
I got a number.
All right.
During the Puppy Bowl, there were more than 200,000 Puppy Bowl-related tweets that were made that day. Mm. Puppy Bowl 10 aired 6 times over 12 hours. Now, this was on February 2nd, 2014. Mm-hmm. New content was added for each airing. A record 13.5 million people watched the show's 6 airings.
Yeah, Puppy Bowl is really good.
Good, it's
adorable.
And all the puppies in the Puppy Bowl are adoptable.
Yes, that's something.
But good luck adopting one.
Now, you mentioned pizza.
Any of the puppies named Brady? You know? I'm just kidding.
The most common food at Super Bowl parties is not the most popular, according to another source, Wallet Hub. The one food you'll definitely be eating on Super Bowl Sunday, a new survey says the most common food served at parties are chips and dip at number 1.
Okay.
And pizza is number 2 at 37%. But when they're ranked by popularity, that's why we got wings at the top. Mm-hmm. They may not be the most frequently served, but they're the most popular. Does all of that make sense?
I don't understand a word you just said.
Okay, neither do I, which is really unfortunate. As we hit the 8:30 mark, 30 minutes from now, we'll be pulling into Camp News and Views. We will be doing our weekly grand prize drawing. If you participate in the show this week, we hope that you'll stay tuned for that. By the way, one other thing on economics. A study has found that we overspend on things we don't need an average of 8 times a month. The average person spends or wastes $315 on things they only get because they're too bored. The top 5 culprits in this spending, getting Ubers instead of walking.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, it's a big issue around here. Paying bills late so you wind up getting hit with a fee. Paying for subscriptions that you rarely use. Shopping because you're bored. Or getting takeout or delivery instead of making it at home.
Mm. Mm.
So, there you go. I thought that was a collection of
fascinating
stuff.
I'm all right. Fascinated.
At 8:30, why don't we go down and visit Mr. Balaki?
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic wrapping up our Friday morning affair, and I've got good news for you, and I love saying this. There is no delays anywhere on the highways this morning. Everything's running smooth on the interstates. The boulevard's moving along well this morning, and no trouble on the 31s. You be careful. We'll see you again this afternoon. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Get the tiger on your side, and get
the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You want a good predictor? Try this guy.
In a world of football uncertainty, only one man can predict what will happen at the Super Bowl.
I am Romo, the great and powerful.
The Wizard of Romo.
I predict Maroon 5 will suck. Bring back Bruno Mars. That guy can kill it. If the Patriots win, watch for the bank accounts of every game official to double. The Rams' male cheerleaders will be offered a reality show. The Real House Husbands of the NFL. Bill Belichick will show rare emotion when he slightly raises one eyebrow. Tom Brady will be sacked relentlessly because a ram can take down the goat.
The Wizard of Romo.
Y'all know what they mean by goat, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just double check it. Hey, looks like the stock market's opening on a high note today.
I like that.
We like that, too. We love to see prosperity.
Only down 15 yesterday, 15 points after 409 rise the day before. So, yeah, we're it's having a good January.
And let's hope it continues into February. Did you ever get yelled at by a teacher for saying February instead
February.
Of February?
It is, February.
It's got that R in there.
February.
But, it's kind of a R you just kind of... It's a lazy R.
It's like
the
T you should ignore in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. It's I used to hear commercials, Montgomery, Montgomery.
We've got one now for Huntingdon Learning Center.
Huntington.
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 So whenever I got corrected on February, not February, I just said,
it's no problem.
There you go.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The battle polar vortex is receding into Canada where it belongs, eh? But for places like Chicago, take their low yesterday morning of minus 21 and look at the high temperature on Monday at 51. That is, 70 degree temperature difference.
Yes.
That's amazing. For us, the recovery is on the way as well. We had 59 yesterday and it felt like a heat wave. Partly to mostly sunny, a little warmer today with a high around 63. On the 1st of February, it's a February thaw. Mostly cloudy tonight, not as cold, low 43. Tomorrow's high in the middle 60s. Small risk of a stray shower. Sunday, some widely scattered showers, I suppose, but high temperatures in the upper 60s Sunday. I think closer to 70, maybe 71 Monday, with a few showers around. And, as we get later in the week, we're well up in the 70s. For instance, 75 by Wednesday, maybe some scattered showers and thunderstorms around. And then, about a week from now, next Friday is when the next Arctic front moves through. Right now, this morning, east winds at 5 miles per hour. Our temperature is 37 at 8:35.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Thank you, Baron. Baron and the gang will be here at 9 o'clock. Before we go to the local news, here's a preview. One-third of the country will catch part of the Super Bowl. What's everybody else doing? Why don't they release a blockbuster movie on Super Bowl weekend?
That would be nice.
Yeah. You would think, but this is what we've got this weekend.
In theaters, Miss Bala. Gina Rodriguez is threatened and terrorized amid a shower of explosions, bullets, and plot holes. It was originally called Jane the Virgin Meets the Transformers. Miss Bala, now open.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a woman fleeing a domestic violence situation went inside a Montgomery school with a gun. They say this incident happened in the 600 block of Buford Street. They say she went inside the school seeking help and a safe place and never posed a threat to the school. Montgomery police have arrested a man after they say he had sex with an underage girl. 22-year-old Cedric McNeil is charged with electronic solicitation of a child and second-degree rape. He is now being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $40,000 bond. And the Montgomery County School Board tackled the state report card Thursday. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says although the school system went up a letter grade from a D to a C, there is still much work to be done. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now a star is born. On February 1st, 1968, the world welcomed little baby Pauly Shore. Oh, our apologies. This feature is called A Star is Born, and therefore has nothing to do with Pauly Shore. We'll try again next time on A Star is Born.
Bladder control issues can make life difficult and sometimes embarrassing. But now there's a better solution. Now there's Willow. For women and men, Willow does everything the other disposable incontinence product brands do, but with none of the downsides. It's slim and soft, just like underwear. Its ultra-absorbent inner layer keeps you feeling dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. And it's convenient. Order online and we'll ship them in a plain box. Our subscription model means no more awkward checkout moments at the store. We're so sure you'll love Willow. We'll send your first box for free. All you have to do is go to willowfree.com. Now you can live your life with confidence and security with Willow. Do you struggle with incontinence? Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box for free so you can try them first, but only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising puts you in the spotlight while amplifying everything you do. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Honey barbecue, milder teriyaki, mango habanero, or maybe Thai curry, Parmesan garlic, or an Asian zing. These are a few of my favorite wings.
Yeah, man.
Buffalo Wild, bourbon honey mustard, hot or medium or Caribbean jerk. Only the bravest will try the blazing. These are a few of my favorite wings. Salt and vinegar, chipotle barbecue, blue cheese or ranch, and some fresh cucumbers too. Whether it's sauces or the seasonings, I will eat any plate of chicken wings. Veggie platters, not appealing. Kale chips make me sad. I'd rather stuff my face with some chicken wings, and then I won't feel so bad.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid, says former Secretary of State and mashed potato face John Kerry. It's time for our Morning Maroon nominees. I'm just going to do one story.
Okay.
Okay.
Because there's so much dumbness in this single story.
It just encompasses the whole thing.
That, I mean, there's a 14-year-old girl in Florida who stole a pizza delivery car to go see her boyfriend. Okay. That's dumb. But,
I can see that.
You know, I think we all had our share of angst at age 14, right? Mm. This is too disturbing to be funny. A mother in South Carolina arrested after putting a Facebook video of pouring cold water on her infant, sleeping infant daughter to wake her up. She was arrested.
Well, was the kid drunk? What was it?
It's an infant.
So she pours cold water
to wake up an infant?
That's weird. I mean, why would you do that?
That's child abuse. What? I mean, really? I think, you know. Oh my gosh! But this one tops them all. Let's go to Michigan. This past Wednesday night, 20-year-old guy from Battle Creek left his box tops at home and met a 21-year-old woman from Allegan, Michigan, which is about 60 miles away.
Okay.
And they decided to meet up to do that.
There's worse things they could do.
They met in Penfield Township, Michigan, which is closer to him than her, so she drove a longer distance.
So she was serious because she came further than he did.
That's correct.
Okay.
And the act took place in her van.
Okay.
What's that they say? Don't come knocking if it's rocking.
If this van's rocking, don't come knocking. Yeah.
Now, here's where it goes bad.
Okay.
Really bad. The guy then stole some money out of her purse and took off in his car. This is, I'm assuming, after that.
I see.
Right? So she starts to chase him in the van in which they just had that.
Yeah.
A cop sees the two of them speeding, pops on the Mars lights, and starts chasing both of them.
Okay, so we got a high-speed car chase in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Involving two cars, not one. Two people who just had that. And then he robs her and takes off, and she's chasing him.
Okay.
So the cop starts chasing both. It ended. He slid off the icy road.
With the money.
Still had the money. She slid off the icy road.
Uh-huh.
Neither one was hurt. Both now arrested for fleeing and eluding police.
Okay.
And he was, in fact, charged with robbery. So what started out as a simple night of
that.
Lust, yeah,
that.
Yeah, ends up with both arrested and one facing multiple charges.
Wow.
How can you not give it to them? I mean, that's got to be a
good one. They get my vote.
Yeah. We'll give this one to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
And this one for her.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Where we ask the question,
how did you ever get so stupid?
I mean, it's mind-boggling. Now, we're going to do a little change here.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Filling in for Emily, here's Jay to tell you about Seafood Bistro.
The Seafood Bistro, located right here, well, just down from the radio station in Perry on Perry Hill Road. Mm-hmm. 1651 Perry Hill Road. Chef Paul and Jessica do a fantastic job at serving food to you here in the River Region. They are there every single day. They do not take a day off.
Didn't Chef Paul just put in a fancy new wine glass rack?
He put in a wine glass rack. Yeah, he got tired of going back to the going into the back to get the wine glasses, so put in a wine glass rack right there in the front.
I think he made it, too, didn't he?
I believe he built it and installed it himself, yeah.
What a guy.
So check them out on Perry Hill Road. And also, if you want to see the menu, you can go online. Maybe you're not sure what you want to order when you get there. They've got menus there. You can get in line and pick what you want. But maybe you want to place your order ahead of time. It'll be ready when you get there. Whatever the case, check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com.
And I also see them, their menu is also on the Waiter app. I see there.
They are as well on the Waiter app. What does the Waiter app do for you? It'll have it delivered to you. If you're in the delivery area for that, it'll have it delivered to you. Okay. You can get it delivered to the office today if you'd like to. TheSeafoodBistro.com is their website address. Call them at 279-7500. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
You are the man with the incredible TV pedigree here. And you obviously know what a Chiron operator is, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so a Pittsburgh TV station was doing a story on Tom Brady. And they put his name on a graphics bar with the subtitle Known Cheater. anyway, the whoever ran the Chirons at KDKA, those legacy call letters, Rich.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
A CBS affiliate in Pittsburgh took that negative thing and ran with it. Calling him a known cheater has been fired.
I can't imagine them not being fired. And what were they thinking? I'm wondering if they meant it to go on air or if it was just
a, kind of a joke.
We've done that in the control room. Where we
agree
just,
or disagree. Doesn't both radio and TV have a way of weeding out the idiots?
Oh, yeah.
At some point, somebody's going to work themselves out of the business with a move like that. Because how do you get an... Well, I'm an experienced Chiron operator. Well, why did you leave your last job? Mm-hmm. End of conversation.
I did something stupid.
Yeah, the station said... while fans are entitled to have personal opinions, we have a journalistic responsibility to provide unbiased reporting. The graphic that appeared Monday violated our news standards. The individual who created the graphic no longer works for KDKA. At least they said that. Usually they put it like, is now pursuing other opportunities.
Yes. Right. He got the sack.
They tried to pull that crap on me in Miami, and I said, I got your pursuing opportunities right here. And
pursue this opportunity.
Well, you know, I kind of won but kind of lost in that one. All right, our weekly grand prize drawings are coming up. But first, this word.
Wayne Newton is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to the News Talk Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Wayne Newton at the MPAC on February 7th. Tickets to Wayne Newton at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 7th, from News Talk 93.1.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
February is Creative Romance Month, so grab a bottle of Mazola and call me baby.
Mazola. Remember that?
Oh, the parties?
I don't know if they still sell it, but what was the vegetable they always showed Mazola margarine being put on?
Corn.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Good memory there, Rich.
They said Mazola, corn goodness, as I remember when they did the commercial.
And now we know that margarine, and here again we see the things change. You know, eggs bad in the 80s, eggs good these days.
Coffee was bad.
Butter was bad. Use margarine. Now, margarine is a trans fat. Butter is better because it's all natural.
Mm-hmm. Did your mom ever say the word oleo?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they did that in The Wizard of Oz. Oleo.
Oleo. They tried margarine.
Just didn't work.
Didn't have the same ring to it. Oh, quick piece of business.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Wild.
Wow.
Wild is the word, just like as wild as the AUM Warhawk. Wild. Except we're not talking about birds, we're talking about a fish. Wild caught Alaska pollock. And if you're working on New Year's resolutions like losing weight, eating better, but eat without losing the flavor, you got to try this at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. You could try it in their fish tacos or enjoy it on a Caribbean grilled fish platter with steamed broccoli. I don't know what I've been trying to figure it out since I first tried it.
What's that?
What is Baumhauer's? How do they do their broccoli? And it comes out so incredibly good.
They don't put a sauce on it. I think there's a hint of lemon juice or something.
Mm.
Maybe some butter, but there's something else that I have not been able to identify. Mm. But I have bought that by the box full.
It's a Baumhauer secret.
Yeah. Because I want to eat healthy, so I take a box of broccoli home and I dip it in honey mustard sauce.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good. That healthies it right up, doesn't
it? That healthies it right up.
That's
okay.
Like a salad where you put a whole bottle of Thousand Islands dressing on it.
Yeah, I'm eating healthy.
This is healthy.
Look at me.
So I had a cracker with cheese on it. Okay, it was a big cracker. All right, it was a pizza. Okay.
Oh, you had a cracker with a 72-pound wheel of Parmesan cheese
at
Costco.
Yes, over at Costco.
All right, we have some prizes to give away. Did we make a decision on that one thing we discussed?
We should give it away with the thing, with the
with this
number, with the drawing here.
So if you have missed out on winning Wayne Newton tickets, you can win them now.
Yes.
Can you entice us with a moment from one of his songs?
Thank you. One of my favorites right there.
Who could forget?
Woo!
I mean,
it's like being there.
I remember where I was when I first heard that.
Like being there. Is it Memorex?
Is it Wayne or is it Memorex?
So, if you missed out on the other giveaways, here is your chance. A pair of Wayne Newton tickets is going to...
Good old number 34.
All right, 34.
Watch that be, East.
That would be ironic, wouldn't it?
No, it is Steve R.
Stever.
Oh, Stever.
Stever, you got Wayne Newton tickets. We should. The concert's what, the 7th?
Yeah. Concert is the 7th, yes.
So, Stever, or if you know Stever, give him, let him know he's a winner so he can claim his tickets. Now the works. That's a complete service on your vehicle from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, redeemable at any of their 3 locations in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, or on Bell Road just north of Long. And the winning number for Don Duncan's works is...
E-O-11.
11.
E-O-11.
Leo-11.
Linda H.
Linda.
Is that like Linda?
It's Linda.
Linda.
Like
Linda.
Like a Bond girl, Linda.
Linda. All right, so you will be entitled to pick up the certificate, take it to any of Don Duncan's 3 locations, and get the works. And not only include oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection of brakes, but they vacuum out your vehicle as a way of saying thanks.
I went to Don Duncan's yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Do they make a big fuss when you go there, to be honest?
They're just amazing at how fast they get me in and out and take care of my issue. And it's not just because I work here. They do that to everybody. So, you don't have to be a Blue Water employee to be treated like gold.
It is. It's like having your own personal pit crew.
Yeah.
It really is. They just, what do you need? How fast do you need it? Right. How can we help facilitate? Now, our grand prize is a Clark's Club membership, which includes 2 annual tune-ups to your heating and air conditioning system, the guarantee of priority service, urgent care if any heating or air conditioning or plumbing situation should occur. You call Clark's 277-2125, Alabama certification number 99004. $159 value. The winning number is
44.
2 4s.
Oh, wow.
4.
Teresa A.
Teresa.
Teresa.
Congratulations. You are the newest member of the Clark's Club. That's a $159 value. Mm-hmm. And since we're talking about them, I again want to thank Rick Clark and his team for the plumbing forensics they use to figure
out. Up and running.
Not only... You know, to figure out, because it's an impossible tub. For any plumber, it's a challenge, okay? But to not only trace the source of where the water was escaping to apply a fix, but now, you know, after doing all that forensics, to come up with a solution that's going to work. I thought they were going to have to tear out walls and all this other stuff, and they can't. What they're going to do is they're going to pull the tub up.
Nice.
It's the easiest option available. So I won't have to have.